Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is hour number three on this Thursday afternoon. Hartman, Carter, Cook, News Talk 830 WCCO. Please give us a follow on Twitter at Dan Cook, WCCO, at AC830, at Chad Hartman Show. I just want to stay with this one-hour gap for a little bit longer, Adam. I'm watching Shimon Prokes, who does very good work for CNN, and he was just emphasizing this. You know, the spokesman was calling it 11:40 to 12:40. Shimon is saying it's 11:44 to 12:44. This is when you have the individual barricaded in the room. And that hour gap happens when all the training is you need to go in as quickly as possible. In hindsight, if we accept this report, and by the way, we have to point out that the same individuals told us there was engagement between the murderer and a police resource officer, Adam. And now, in the last 30 minutes, we're told there wasn't a police resource officer there at all. So details are moving around. But who was making the decision from 11:40 or 11:44, whichever it was, to 12:40, 12:44, whichever it was, to stay there and to wait and wait and wait for more individuals to arrive, for more gear to arrive? When Columbine on, that has not been the policy. And Wall Street Journal, by the way, in a story in the last 45 minutes, is reporting, Adam, that a parent was handcuffed, begging the authorities in hearing the gunfire and saying, how are you staying out here? Let me go in. Let someone go in. And we're handcuffing parents at this point? I have no idea what the hell was going on.
We talk about all the time in certain situations about if we were as citizens faced with a situation, about how heroic or how courageous we would be in certain situations. And I say that being one who is not a police officer, who has not had that kind of training, who is not employed to keep public safety. But my question is, with this amount of time, you wonder how close were these officers who were in the school to this barricaded classroom, and how on earth, if they're within earshot of hearing shots and or screaming, how they could not act on that.
I don't know.
How on earth you could not say the hell with whoever's on the radio telling me what to do. We got to get in there now.
I think you phrased it perfectly. I really do. I don't know, because I've never been there.
Right.
I know this in my heart. If I'm outside there and one of my four children is in a room or is in that school and shots are being fired and I'm not there, so I can't 100% verify this. And I'm not saying I'm any more heroic than anybody else. I cannot imagine a scenario where I would not go flying in there to try to save my child or my children. And again, someone in law enforcement, and who was represented at this optical press conference, because that's all it was in the back, just optics. Here we are. Texas Rangers leading it, FBI, ATF, CPP. But at the time, it's Uvalde authorities and these folks arriving as fast as they can. And your imagery is 100% correct. You're outside this school. There was no police resource officer. You arrive on the scene and two people outside the school have been shot. Individuals arrived, went in the school, and then backpedaled. And shots have been fired at a high, high level early. Who knows whatever sounds are coming out? And all the training is crystal bleeping clear that you can't wait. You can't wait. And I know, Adam, if you go in there and you're a Uvalde police officer, you're someone else, you have no idea. And by the way, the CBS report, I'll reiterate that this individual, this murderer, had what, 450 rounds? Is that what it was? Now, you didn't know that time. Well, this person was ready to kill who knows how many.
450 rounds, but yep.
How do you wait? How do you wait? How do you wait?
Yeah,
Dan? Yeah, go ahead, Adam.
I don't know, but like I said, it's... I have no idea.
It's a chaotic scene. You have a small town department who, you know, all the training in the world isn't going to be available to them. And I'm not making excuses for anything. I'm just trying to understand it logically. You know, is it just a matter of a chaotic scene and people freezing? And if that's what it is, we need to know.
Yeah.
But it doesn't look great right now by any stretch of the imagination. It looks like somebody here screwed up royally.
And if the authorities are correct, and there's been other report on this earlier, that the children and the teachers were killed right away, and that's why the shooting took place, Adam, they don't know that. Right? They don't know that at the time. And this doesn't have to be 100%. Everything was done perfectly. But this part just seems like a no-brainer. Yeah. Now,
and again, it should be clear. It should be pointed out, too, that, again, which partly is the problem, but also is of necessity when you talk about law enforcement responses, command and control being, okay, who's commanding these individuals on the inside? Who are they listening to, right? And,
yep,
you know, balancing that with what they're hearing. I mean, we all say, oh, God, get in there, my God, you know. But again, I'm just saying, okay, this is, they're trained to follow commands. And,
well, can I raise this while you're raising that? Who is in charge, right?
Right.
This is Uvalde. This is a small town.
Yep.
Okay. You can train all you want, but all of a sudden, the first time you're told you have to go in there when there's a shooter, there's a human element of where are we going. There also is the element of that job that is horrifyingly difficult as it might be, that is the job. And so was there confusion about who was deciding, who was in control, We got to wait for this person to show up. We have to wait for this team to show up. As opposed to what we have right now, we have to try to do this because we have second, third, and fourth graders in this building. Jason Whitlock, who has made a dramatic move politically over the last 5 years or so. Here's a Jason Whitlock tweet that came out earlier today. And it's perfect for the conversation we're having right now. Our culture has moved such a negative direction in the last decade. I'm not sure first responders would run up into the World Trade Towers today. Cultural rot has consequences. When you make heroes of people who contribute nothing and demonize those who risk everything, I vociferously disagree with what Jason Whitlock has had to say in his tweet. I bet we have people in our audience who agree with Jason Whitlock. I want to comment. I want to see what you have to say, Adam and Dan. And then we're also going to play some sound from Senator Ted Cruz, react to that. And also, the last part of this hour, what can get done to make some level of progress? Not everything, but one does not have to stop the other. We got to stop that. 651-461-9226. So we're debating what seems to be inexplicable, this decision to wait outside the school an hour when round after round after round is fired with second, third, and fourth graders. Jason Whitlock, for a long time a prominent sports columnist on multiple TV networks, for a long time a lefty, clearly has moved to the right side. He offered up this tweet today. Our culture's moved such a negative direction the last decade. I'm not sure first responders would run up the World Trade Towers today. Cultural rot has consequences. When you make heroes of people who contribute nothing and demonize those who risk everything. So let's just tie this to George Floyd for a second. The show, let's just account for what we can do here. No one in this show ever turned George Floyd into a hero. We just said this. Considering what he did, the counterfeit bill, resisting arrest, which he should not have done, should not have done. You're telling me he should have died. That's your we had some of those texts the other day after Ben Crump. Actions have consequences. Resisting arrest? A counterfeit bill is death? Were there other people who turned George Floyd too much into a hero? Agree. But the bottom line is, you can't torture a man for 9 minutes and 29 seconds because he was resisting arrest and use a counterfeit bill. And I'm not defending the other actions he was involved in legally. They didn't know those at the time. So I don't think for one single second, if 9/11 part two happened, that brilliant, heroic people would not walk into wherever it happened. Do you have any hesitation, Adam?
I don't, but I think it further to his point, though, okay, do police officers feel less appreciated than they used to? Yes, I think yes. That's pretty clear.
Sure.
Do many who might otherwise have considered a job in law enforcement suddenly find themselves looking elsewhere? Yes, I think that's true. Is it harder now than ever before to be a police officer? I would argue yes.
Yep.
However,
I agree with all those.
One of the great hypocrisies that I think this has exposed, and I'll go back to one of my first points of the show. If you are a back the blue person, if you are a support the police person, you got your blue line sticker, support the police, back the blue, and you still argue against any sort of change to the law that allows Joe Citizen, 18-year-old or beyond, to arm them, to out-arm themselves, out-arm a police officer, that you can't have it both ways. If you support the police, and if their job is so hard and so dangerous, then you should be able to objectively look at gun laws and say, yeah, maybe we shouldn't legally allow people to have weapons that are greater than law enforcement.
Yeah. You also, when an attempt is made to stop democracy, an officer after officer is harmed significantly, killed,
yep,
takes a life, be dismissive of that. Your support of officers should be through and through if it's always support the blue. If not, you're willing to have a conversation, debate on each officer, which is part of what we try to do here. Let's get to Adam's favorite politician, Ted Cruz. This is what, a British Sky reporter, I think, asking the senator, the junior senator from Texas, valid questions after Uvalde. Here is how that played out.
There are 19 sets of parents who are never going to get to kiss their child goodnight again.
Is this the moment to reform gun laws?
You know, it's easy to go to politics.
But it's important. It's at the heart of the issue.
I get that that's where the media likes to go.
No, it's not. It's where many of the people we've talked to here like to go.
The proposals from Democrats in the media, inevitably, when some violent psychopath murders people.
A violent psychopath who's able to get a weapon so easily. 18-year-old with two AR-15s.
If you want to stop violent crime, the proposals the Democrats have, none of them would have stopped this.
But why does this only happen in your country? I really think that's what many people around the world just, they cannot fathom. Why only in America? Why is this American exceptionalism so awful?
You know, I'm sorry you think American exceptionalism is awful.
I think this aspect of it.
You got your political agenda.
No, it's
God,
honestly,
God love you.
Senator, it's
God,
not. I just want to understand why you do not think that guns are the problem.
Why is this just an American problem?
It is just an American problem, sir.
Mr. Cruz, why is America the only country that faces this kind of,
you know what,
mass shooting?
But you can't answer that. You can't answer that, can you, sir? You can't answer that. Why is this country?
Why is it that people come from all over the world to America? Because it's the freest, most prosperous, safest country on earth.
It may be the freest. It may be the most popular.
Why are our kids dying in
sleep? The questions are valid. Adam, I think when he said American exceptionalism, he gave Cruz the path to fall back on a prime talking point. But someone text or call me and tell me what was wrong with those questions, why they weren't valid, why they aren't backed up by the facts. We're not talking about war. We're not talking about areas where they've been fighting over land, as you know, as we see in the Middle East forever. We're talking mass shootings, and nothing is close. And when Ted Cruz says we always go to politics, excuse me, Ted Cruz has policy positions, Adam, that he believes in, that he feels like will get him elected. Why? How aren't those politics? But if others believe we're not doing enough, those aren't politics. Those are politics, because they're the same. They're policy positions. They're positions that people believe in that will help us. But there is, it's a fact with mass shootings in this country, and we just runs and hides on that. Show some backbone, Ted. And he rarely does. And this is just another example. What do you want to say?
Well, I mean, He accuses the reporter of bringing politics into it and then immediately blames Democrats for the failures here. You can't have it both ways, Senator Cruz.
He does. He's
of course he does. You talk about a crisis actor. I mean, Ted Cruz is all performance. It's all performance. And I get it. He's a brilliant legal mind. He's probably 10 times smarter than I'd ever hope to be.
He's a very intelligent person.
Yeah, 100%, which makes it even worse.
Yes.
Sometimes.
No doubt.
Because it's
performance.
Compared to
Marjorie Taylor Greene.
It's so, yeah, exactly. But it's just all a performance. And in a time when he should be someone that people can turn to, at least, you know, not like a senator is going to be the end all to this, but it's your state and it's, you have to lead here. And it's just, it's all performance.
And willing to further examine an issue and say, yes, I believe in this. Yes, I think this is the way to go. But what else can I do to try to keep the next Uvalde from happening? But it is all dictated by what he is positioned in his path to the presidency. And let's not forget, this is a guy who Donald Trump mocked the looks of his wife, said his dad was behind the assassination of JFK. Cruz absolutely crushed the morality of Donald Trump. But then when he needed him, he kissed his backside as much as anybody. And that's why moral fiber and character with Ted Cruz, optional at best. What would you propose? You are czar of stopping mass shootings. You're it. You are the person who has to report to the American public today at 2:45. What ideas do you have? And you have the position to get them all done. They all happen. What are you going to do to try to slow these down? Because we can't stop them completely, but our rate, what if we'd have stopped, I don't know, what do we have, 27 school shootings? We have shootings at gas stations, at supermarkets. What would you do, including areas where you're not convinced it's going to do everything, but you're willing to work with the other side to try to get a number of these done? What should we do to slow this down, because we're failing? It's shameful. I love living here, but I sometimes wonder a lot lately, what do we do great regarding solving major problems? Because look at what we did with COVID. We either totally embraced it, we just blamed and said it was fake. Text and call 651-461-9226.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, you are czar of stopping the mass shootings. What are you proposing? What are you willing to accept that you don't completely agree with because you need to build a coalition? What can we do to make progress? Because acceptance is pathetic. And we continue to accept this. I've got some ideas. I know Adam, Dan, do also. We got a bunch of texts coming in. Let's get some calls. First of all, Stephen is in Richfield. Go ahead, Stephen.
Hey, good afternoon, Chad. How are you?
I'm doing okay, sir.
Good. Yeah, I was a dean of students for many years. I just retired last year from Richfield. And again, here, this is tragic, but in a sense, in the last 20 years since I've been at my school, that was bad. We had security grants provided to us, and we, you know, the schools were, security-wise, were updated to the par. And again, here, the first question asked in that conference today was, why was that door unlocked where that person was able to just walk in? And in many, 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 many schools, those security is so good. And I know our school, if we had a jar of door, if we had any door open, it was a signal to the officer that there was just trouble going to be, you know, if that door is open. So again, here, it's too bad that something as simple as a little door being unlocked like that at that school caused such a bad, bad situation to occur. Thank you, Chad.
Thank you, sir. Okay, let's touch on that one, Adam. For a bigger plan, I would accept the one door idea, but here's my concern with it. Kids are trying to flee from a shooter. And we've had the single entry point, okay? The shooter knows that and is right there barricaded at that area, and there's no other way to get out. So, yes, going in one point, and like my kids attend, why is it a high school? How early are they going to need to get to YZ High School and other big schools across this state to go through one entry point and to go through a metal detector?
Right.
An hour and a half? I mean, la-di-da, I'm flying out of the country. We'll talk about that tomorrow. I got to arrive at 3 hours before. I mean, honestly, YZ High School, you got 2,500 to 3,000 kids going through one entrance? And then in that scenario, Adam, when some grotesque, awful events, and there's only one door available, and the maniac knows that? Isn't the maniac just going to wait right there?
And think about other problems, other tragedies, or other potential tragedies that aren't man-related, like a fire or something, Dan was pointing out. And then,
yeah.
I mean, you've...
Yes.
And we're really at a point where, okay, let's make our schools like prisons. Let's lock them up like prisons. That's where we want to be, just so we can live in a society that absolutely has no restrictions on our weaponry that we want. That's the give and take here. I don't accept that. As somebody who uses guns, I just don't accept that. I don't accept that this is the cost of living in this society, that this is just part of the cost.
It's more because Dan's point is so good, too. Other safety reasons,
yeah.
You got to flee. Yeah. What if there were, you know, the four or five, all the kids had to go through metal detectors? No? Or yes.
Again, if that's what we have to do, I mean, let's compromise. Okay, we'll give you that.
To compromise.
Right.
Yep.
But like, you know, okay. Jason, like we talked about, you know, like 2 weeks, really? We can't have a 2-week waiting period to get a gun? Unless you can prove otherwise, like I need one absolutely now for protection?
Yeah, that should be a no-brainer. Because Jason said 30 days. That's probably too long. But what is 2 weeks, as you said?
But it's like if you're leaving the country, you need a passport. It's not like, oh, God, I demand a passport today. I need one right now. No, you got to apply, and you factor that in to your plans.
How many other things is it so cumbersome for us to go through hoop after hoop, phone call after phone call? But the gun is pretty quickly. 2 weeks, Cook. And there is a way for you to show where I need this right away, and we set up a system where it's proven that if you can demonstrate you need it quickly, that it gets to you quickly. Not that it's lip service, but it does get you quickly.
I mean, I'm 1,000% on board with that, where, you know, in the larger picture in this discussion and to your question, and not accepting this, even that, we are so hardened into our positions at this point that any amount of movement in the direction you guys are talking about is going to be stonewalled. is going to be
stolen. But I'm not taking that right now. You're right. I want us to talk about what is possible right now. Because
but that's my point. I don't think it is possible.
Okay. Let me phrase it. I want to talk about ways that should be possible because I've sat here 100 times and I'll sit here probably tomorrow saying nothing is going to get done. I don't want to do nothing is going to get done today. I just don't. Just let's talk about things that would help this and that maybe if we came together with enough ideas on both sides to some level that it could get done. Dave is in Wilmer. Dave, you're on. All right, Dave's not there. Mike is in Minneapolis. Go ahead, Mike.
Hang on. Now he's there.
Hello.
Okay. Is this Mike or Dave?
This is Mike.
Okay, go ahead, Mike.
I'm wondering if sanctions might do it. Say $100 million for everybody that falls in this country to gun violence, and not just $100 million on the NRA itself as an organization or on a gun manufacturer as a corporation, but on all of their chief officers, all their top staff, $100 million per body, per person for all of those people. And, you know, if it's just on the organization, it's nothing to them. But if you start hitting individuals in those organizations, maybe they would change their tune a little bit.
Yeah, but here's the problem, Mike. I am not, and thanks so much for calling, and we always appreciate your input. I'm not a fan of where the NRA stands, Adam. But we have advocacy groups all over the place where other people massively disagree with them. And if it's just advocating and the power, I wish the politicians would stand up and stop being cowards. But are we going to start blaming and fining tens and tens of millions for organizations who are allowed to form to try to shape opinion? Because where do we draw the line on that one, Carter?
Yeah, there'd be, I mean, I get the sentiment of that, but yeah, that's problematic and that leads us to a very different place where it would not be prudent for have any advocacy groups suddenly.
No, yeah, which maybe some people would argue that's the way to go. Dave now is back from Wilmer. Go ahead, Dave.
Good afternoon, guys. Great conversation. I'm a gun guy.
Thank you.
I'll start by saying that.
Sure.
I I'm one of those gun guys where I don't think 30 days is out of line. There can be exceptions to the rule 100% without a doubt where somebody needs that protection, maybe in a domestic situation. But all of those things can be worked on and massaged and because this all goes through your local authorities. It isn't like you walk in and walk out. Everything has to be looked at before you can do that. Now, I will say this. If we can protect our courthouse with police officers, why do we do that? We do that because we don't want those things to happen. Why can't we do that in a school setting? Why can't that resource be there and available?
Yeah, two things. One, well, first of all, we had the individual on from the Justice Policy Institution. And mm-hmm. They suggested in all the research they've done, it hasn't helped, you know, and we would have, I had more questions kind of to push on that, but that's when the press conference happened. And you know, the other reason why it's just money. I mean, it is
well, really,
money
is it
that
money
we don't
when we're,
have it.
When we're sending millions of dollars to the Ukrainian government, we can't spend $1 million in our own country to protect our people.
Well, you're right. And I want to talk about money involving security and mental health. And we'll do that right when we come back. Universal background checks should pass. It's 254. They should pass by 255. The approval rating is over 90% in the country. Give me a break. Instantly, they should pass. Red flag laws. We don't even have them in this state. So if Adam, something dramatically changes with Adam, and we are concerned about him and his access to weapons and the safety of others, don't tell me your girlfriend can do this, your buddy can do it. You can set up a system to make sure these aren't just vengeance or jokes. Red flag law.
Yeah. Remember President Trump agreed, fully was on board with it until he wasn't the next day? What happened there?
Same with bump stock. the bump stock situation, right? Same thing. NRA talked to him. And then how about, honestly, one of our projects, you know, tackle cancer, this and that. Billions. I mean this. Billions of dollars for mental health. So you never are denied the opportunity to see a therapist.
Yep.
We are never worried about, Adam, trying to put someone in a quality facility to help them out. That the folks who don't know how to reach out now will know how to reach out. That we have more ways to try to find someone and then direct them. Our defense budget is what, $780 billion? What if it was $5 billion for mental health? So for the folks that say this is a mental health issue, okay.
Yeah.
Here's $5 billion because it's going to create a quality of life which is better, give people a better chance, and hopefully make some inroads on the mass shootings.
Right, because mass shootings are just one small factor of the mental health crisis in this country, and it would lead, I've said it, it would improve so many parts of society. By all means, let's work on mental health, which unfortunately gives a stigma to the many millions of people who suffer from some form of mental illness that violence, violent end or committing violence is not a factor.
Yep. Yeah, that's it. Make that a huge project. What about those ideas? Come up with some compromise about safety at schools. So those four or five tenets, yeah, 21 is the age. Okay, not 18. Yeah, I don't think we need assault rifles. I don't know if that one ever could pass, but no, we don't need it. So get four of the six and pass them. That is doable. Now, Dan's right. It won't happen, which is, again, a failure of our country. But get four of the six and see if it helps us. And if it doesn't help us enough, try another four. But doing nothing should not be an option. We got to go.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.